This podcast was created on Messy. Create your own show today at messy.fm.
Hello, Orlando City fans. This is your host, Gavin Rush, and welcome back to the OC Lights Blog Podcast, a fan's perspective of Orlando City Soccer Club. If you want to hit me up on Twitter or Instagram, you can find me at OC Lions Blog. If you want to check out the website, www.oclionsblog.com. I have a giveaway going on at 100 followers for Twitter, and the giveaway prize is a special guest appearance on the podcast. But today is Friday, and we have another daily podcast for you guys. It's just going to be a quick hitter. And I will be discussing all the news from the prior week regarding Orlando City. So I'm going to be talking about Orlando City mostly. I'm going to be going into the Pride a little bit. And then also I will touch on OCB. So diving right into the Orlando City section of the news. I touched on this yesterday. But basically, again, the rules of the expansion draft came out this week, and we found out we could protect 12 players, not 10 like we could last year. And I already told you my 12. It was Nani, Janssen, Utinho, Pereira, Juan, Miller, Mendez, Higuita, Rossell, Akindele, Mueller, Rowe. I don't think that's too controversial. Some people might want to save Dwyer. If he leaves, I feel like we're going to be trying to look to sell him on anyway. So if we leave Dwyer out there and he gets moved on, yeah, we don't get as much money back for him, but we do save a lot in funds, and then we will kind of be forced to find a new attacker. So I don't have a problem not saving him. And when I think about it, not many other people. Sané, maybe. Some people might want to save Sané. He's 32 years old. We're paying him almost $1 million. We can find another center back who of similar quality for less money. For much less money, I think. Probably around the mark that Janssen's making. I'm pretty sure he's in the $500,000 or $600,000. I'm not 100% sure, but definitely we could find a center back similar to Sané's level for cheaper. So if they wanted to take him, they could have him. And other than that, I think that's pretty standard. We have almost our starting lineup in there. Is that our starting lineup? Rowe, Juan, Moutinho, other than Sané, Janssen, midfield, we have Mendez, Higuita, Rossell, Pereira, and then up front we have Nani, Akindele, and then also I touched on this last time, Benji Michel is already protected because he's homegrown. Mason Stajduhar is as well, and Cam Lindley. Cannot forget about Cam Lindley, who will be coming into the team next season after his pretty successful loan spill, I would say, over at Memphis 901 FC. Moving on, Joao Moutinho trained today, and he should be available for selection against FC Cincinnati. At this point, I don't think there's any reason to rush him back against Cincinnati, and if he does play at all over the remaining two games, I think it just should be appearance against Chicago from the start. I mean, it's still pretty risky if he's just started training to put him straight back into the team, and there's really no reason to do it. I think we can get past FC Cincinnati. It's not really a must-win game anymore because we're all but certainly not going to make the playoffs. It's almost a fact at this point. So why risk it? I don't think we should play Nani either. We should give him a rest. Let Robinho or Michel or somebody go out there and play and try and get some minutes. So no reason for Joao Moutinho to be starting this game. But I would like to see him against Chicago. I think I am going to go to the Chicago game if somehow, some way, playoffs are still a possibility. I will be going to the Chicago game at home. And then, of course, we would want to play Nani and all the starters and hope beyond hope somehow that every single thing falls into place. And then we at home somehow beat Chicago in what would be the most undeserved playoff spot in the history of playoff spots. So yeah, no reason to risk another re-injury to his hamstring. That he's been dealing with that injury all season. There's no reason to re-aggravate it. Give him some more time to train and get back to full fitness, and then he could probably play against Chicago. Christian Higuita suffered a grade 1 adductor injury, and I mean, he would have missed the FC Cincinnati match anyway because of the yellow card accumulation that he was suspended for, but now he is injured, so he's not going to be playing that match no matter what, and he will be out for the rest of the season. And was yesterday's game, or not yesterday, gosh, when we play Saturday? Was Saturday's game the last we've seen of Higuita in an Orlando City jersey? Probably. I don't want it to be. I think we should re-sign him. I think he is worth the money we are paying him. But unfortunately, I think the front office are ready to move on from Higuita, unfortunately. And I think that will be the last we've seen of him. So it's sad, very sad. You don't like to see it, but players have to move on eventually. So we'll see how that happened, how that saga unfolds over the summer. But that was probably Higuita's last game for us. Moving on, per Mike Gramajo, James O'Connor believes Pereira is finally 90 minutes match fit following his injury that he sustained in the 60 minutes he played versus Atlanta. And that injury was a grade 1 tear to his adductor. So that's why he was out for several weeks after the Atlanta match. Even though they never told us. Well, they told us he was injured, but they never told us what it was or, you know, what happened. Just Pereira is injured. I mean, it's so annoying how they don't really communicate to us what's going on. Like, there is an injury report every single week over in Europe. You know, this player is not going to play this week. This player has this. This player has this every week, unless it's like long term. You know, like for Arsenal, Rob Holding and Hector Bellerin both recently just came back from very, very, very bad injuries that they were going to be out for 9 months. And, you know, like 2 months in, they're not going to keep saying Rob Holding and Hector Bellerin are unavailable. Of course they're unavailable. They're not going to play soccer for almost the next year of their lives. So, I just wish they would be more communicative of just facts in general and MLS. I feel like there's very little communication going on between clubs and fans these days, especially our club. I feel like all clubs, though, have this problem. I don't know why. It's just something they need to fix. But James O'Connor believes Pereira's 90-minute match fit. I don't know if he'll play against Cincinnati. Again, I believe Cincinnati will just be a backup team who can go out there and just play with no pressure. So we might see Acosta fill in at left back, Smith over at right back, DeJohn and O'Neill getting some minutes. We might see Grinwis or Ranjit Singh in the goal, Robinho up front, probably Patino and Benji Michel as well. And then in the middle, probably Rossell, Powers, and Asquith or something like that. I don't think we're going to be going in there. We're going to be going in there looking for a massive win. I think we're just going to go in there, tell our younger players or our lesser quality players, hey, go out there, work hard, get a win for us to keep us in the hunt, barely. So still will be a fun game to watch, but Pereira, I guess, is finally 90-minute match fit, and he probably won't need to play this next match, so that's good. Today, September 27th only, the team are celebrating National Scarf Day. If you stop by the Den between the hours of 12 and 5:30, you can get a scarf for 40% off. So if you live in the Orlando area, I do not, make sure you go and do that if you are into soccer scarves. Other quote-unquote news, Papa John's today is 50% off if you use the code OCWIN, even though we didn't actually play yesterday. And it's just because it's the fan timber prize for today. Use code OCWIN and your entire online order for Papa John's will be 50% off. Finally, for Orlando City, there is a watch party going on this Sunday at Topgolf. And the first 50 fans to arrive for that watch party will receive $15 off golfing, and they will also receive a Top Golf t-shirt. So if you want to go to the watch party, if you like golf, Top Golf, then make sure you head out there and be one of the first 50 fans there. Let me check what time it starts, actually. I didn't look that up. I probably should have. So I'm going over to Twitter, Orlando City. Where's the Top Golf watch party? 5 p.m. So you also have a chance to win two club tickets to the Chicago match, a player signed card and swag, and a VIP Top Golf experience if you go. So first 50 people to enter will get $50 off. No. The first 50 people to enter will get $15 off the golfing, and they will also receive a Top Golf t-shirt. Moving on to the Orlando Pride, Alex Morgan and Marto were recently named to the FIFA Pro World 11, so massive congratulations has to go out to them for their hard work over the past year. Great to see for them. They are two massive names in the world of women's soccer, so definitely deserved. Alex Morgan and Marto definitely deserved. Congratulations. The Pride, they are giving away 20 tickets. You heard me right, 20 tickets to the game on October 5th. And all you have to do is go over to their Instagram page. You have to comment on the post with hashtag secret sweepstakes. And you have to follow the account Secret Deodorant. So go over to Orlando Pride's account if you want to win some tickets. Comment on the post Secret Sweepstakes and follow at Secret Deodorant. Finally, for the Pride, not a lot of news there. Pride players Alana Kennedy and Shalina Zdorsky were called up to their respective national teams, Australia and Canada. So congrats to them for their call-ups. And then finally, Orlando City B. There was not a lot of news surrounding them. I mean, that's what happens when you lose 10 games in a row. They lost this past week 2-1 against Chattanooga. That's all the news surrounding Orlando City this past week. So I'm going to have to leave it there, guys. Don't really have much else to talk about today. If you guys want, you can follow me on Twitter at OC Lions Blog, follow me on Instagram at OC Lions Blog, and the website is www.oclionsblog.com. Till next time, this has been Gavin Rushnell, and Vamos Orlando.